Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Hell yeah! Grody is back on the Bears beat for us here on the afternoon show. He is at Hallis Hall right now. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. What's up, Groats?
What's going on, guys? Yes, the 3-2 Chicago Bears held a closed walkthrough today. Everything feels a little bit gentle and tired today, coming off the Monday nighter as the Bears ease into this week after a triumphant win. They do begin prep for Sunday's game against the 1-5 Saints, so eventually we'll be hearing words like Spencer Rattler and Alvin Kamara and Chris Olave and Carl Granderson, who has 4.5 sacks this year for New Orleans. But let's start by using words like Caleb Williams. And he was front and center today at the lectern. Usually on a Wednesday, we get into the locker room. No open locker room today, but we will hear from Caleb Williams. We will hear from Ben Johnson. We will hear from TJ Edwards as well. But it certainly surprised me. It might surprise you to hear what Caleb Williams thinks he is struggling at right now.
And it's weird. I was sitting upstairs with coach the other day, and we were just talking about it. It's like my steps are off. Am I on the movement? Like when I'm moving, I've been missing on the run a little bit more than I usually do. So it's been a little weird dealing with that. So it's just finding that. That's probably the biggest thing, because you know there's big plays. It turns into a second play. Something happens, play breaks down, or anything like that, and it turns to a second play, like the hit I took on the sideline that I shouldn't have taken right before half. Just not really on the same page. I didn't feel in the right position to be able to deliver Lou the ball. And so I took a hit, and I should have just gave him a shot, especially, you know, in that situation. There was a guy about 20, 30 yards, deep, and I didn't give him a shot right there. But those type of moments, just feeling comfortable and on the run right now, has been one of my things that I've been working on in practice, and kind of looking over on the film and things like that. So we can have these big explosive plays that happen within every game that we've had so far.
Yeah, it's interesting that he would single making plays on the run. He's right about the hit that he took. As soon as he took it, I'm like, man, just toss it away. You just at that point, just throw it out of bounds.
You can see what he was thinking. Like, you could see he's like, if I could just square my shoulders, I can make this throw.
And I love that he wants to do that. I do love that. But, yeah, were you surprised, Groats, that he went down that road?
Yeah, no doubt, because typically, you know, his ability to throw on the run and improvise and go off script is his bread and butter. It's the part that, coming out of college, that's the part we knew he could do. That's the part that we knew he could do last year and into this year. So I thought it was very introspective and honest that he said that he was struggling with that. One of the plays that I thought of, too, obviously the Frankie Luttu play is correct. Like, you can't let that guy take that shot because that guy has some bad intentions. I also thought about the two-point play, the attempt at the two-point conversion where he, you know, found himself scrambling and then far back, and then you saw the creative wheel spin. Inning, and he wasn't able to hit anybody in the end zone on that play. I do wonder if that was something that he was thinking about as well, that particular play. And we've seen it throughout the season. Like, even if he's throwing it away, what was it, the Minnesota game, I want to say, where he flung one downfield into danger after attempting to improvise. So I feel like it's something that he'll be able to fix quickly. I just didn't expect that to be the first thing to come out of his mouth when we offered him that opportunity.
You know what's interesting? In post-game, his answer about the quarterback keeper touchdown was that, yeah, I didn't think that was going to work because there were three guys over there. But the scheme had the receivers taking their guys away from that side. And I feel like the two-pointer was similar in that Menungai broke out that way, but it was crowded as hell at the beginning. And I wonder if, like, it's got to be hard to trust that sometimes if the scheme is actually making guys open.
It's a great point, Spiegel, because, you know, Caleb said something to the effect of, you know, just paraphrasing that sometimes, I don't want to use the word trust, that he doesn't trust a play call, but there are times when he's had to be convinced, and when a play works, he's like, oh, okay, I see what Ben Johnson was trying to do there, and we know how much he respects Ben Johnson, and I think that sometimes to Caleb, even at this point, it's a revelation to him, and this is, and Al Speaks, you were big on this yesterday. I listened to you guys yesterday, and it's great points. Like, Ben Johnson is really coming into his own as well in terms of the trust that he's getting from these players, and he's not just some other coach like we've seen here in the past.
Groats, what were you thinking Caleb might say about where he could find some better play in himself?
Well, I don't know if I was looking for anything necessarily specific on that, Lawrence, but usually when he's been asked that question, it's some form of, like, I could be better with my footwork. And then you ask him, what's improved? Well, I think my footwork has gotten better. So usually it's a rote answer. It's a coachy coach type of answer. But this does lead me into one thing regarding Caleb Williams-Lawrence, and that is, and I know you guys talked about this yesterday too, and that is Troy Aikman, who has been a lightning rod mostly for the fans. And I obviously, just like you guys, I watched, I was not in D.C., so I watched the TV copy now a couple of times. And one thing that Troy Aikman mentioned during his critiques, and he was critical of Caleb Williams, and I, quite frankly, I appreciate it because we're all hungry for how to make Caleb Williams elite and generational and the number one overall pick that the Bears were served here. But the thing that I latched on to that Aikman was talking about multiple times was Caleb needing to put his receivers in a better position for yards after the catch, for yak. Here's Williams' response to that.
Fair criticism or not?
Yeah, I think that's always something. Every game you play, you know, you always want to be able to put your receiver in the best position. That doesn't always happen. You try and give him at least a catchable ball. At the least, you try and give him a catchable ball. At the maximum, you want to give him the best ball so he can go run. I think there was opportunities for that. I think there was opportunities that we missed. I think there was opportunities that, we'll hit. It's still, our fifth game that we just played. It's early. And getting in rhythm with everybody, it's a long season. You don't want to catch fire a little bit later in the season. Obviously you work and, you know, you want to catch fire as soon as possible. But you want to make sure you're hitting strides at the right time and the right, you know, right peak of the season to get rolling towards the end of the year. We're 3-2 versus a very, very good team, as all of us know. And, you know, like I said, everybody has things to say, and that's great. And like I said, I could care less, and we're 3-2.
Okay. I think he understands the criticism, and he's saying, I agree with him on the idea of if it's a positive play, like let's say that, and there were a couple of those in Monday's game. The play is positive. You get 6 yards, or you get 11 yards on the play, and it's you didn't get the 30 or you didn't get the touchdown. I'm okay with that being discussed as a way that he can get better. I do want to make sure that he is still given credit for you made a positive play. And usually when we start talking about it, not in real time, but in the breakdowns, whether we're talking to Kurt Warner or whomever, usually that's where it's like, yeah, you know, he had this and he got this. But if you looked on the backside of this play, or if you looked at if he gives that ball, if he releases that ball just a little bit sooner, that turns into a bigger play. But I do want to make sure that there's an emphasis put on, hey, this was a positive play.
No doubt. And, you know, Caleb was right to say that the first thing, the most important part is that the guy catches the ball. And, you know, Caleb was, I think, trying to tell me to the answer that he was giving based on my question, those things will come. I also thought it's also fair to point out that although Troy Aikman was critical of Caleb throughout it, it was also Troy Aikman who made it very clear that when the Bears were backed up and that little slant pass to Olamide Zaccheaus, Troy Aikman showed the world that was potentially a 95-yard touchdown run if Olamide Zaccheaus catches the ball. So mm-hmm. It went both ways. And I'll say this too, and I'd like to know your guys' response. Like, I am, as I think we all are, voraciously hungry for how do you get Caleb to be great? I've loved Caleb's progression this year. Caleb looks better this year than he did last year.
For
we
sure.
still see the arm talent. There's no doubt about it. But I am hungry as hell for specific answers on what Caleb needs to do to get to the next step. And Troy Aikman, and this is for the fans listening that get pissed off whenever they hear critiques of Caleb Williams, and I get it to a certain extent. Troy Aikman is telling you the steps that Caleb Williams can take, fixable things that can get him to that level that we all want Caleb Williams to be at, and that is to have a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
And yes, I agree with you, Groats, and he's also saying it informed not only by his own career, but by his conversations with Ben Johnson. Like, he's informed, and we know that Ben Johnson wants Caleb to learn everything as well. So, yeah, it was interesting that Ben kind of responded the way that he did. And then Caleb today, who went Caleb went on a little bit more and said, you know, people are going to say what they have to say and stuff like that. And he mentioned that he had not spoken to Aikman this week, that Caleb had a long day at Hallis Hall, and then he tried to call Troy once he left the practice facility, but they never connected. Did you get a sense, in listening to and watching Caleb today, was he upset? Is he using it for motivation? Because people will do that, of course.
I think there's a lot of passive-aggressive going on up there, because he did post something in regards to the criticism on Instagram. And as I was talking about on the Take the North podcast today, I mean, he's 23 years old. These guys live on social media. They openly will admit it. They embrace it. So everything is out there, and this is the way these guys communicate. So I don't know if he's going to use it for motivation. Quite frankly, I think that, and you're right, like Ben Johnson was a little bit defensive, and it is his own form of passive aggressiveness too when answering mm-hmm. questions about it. Of course, come on, it's Troy Aikman, okay? Like, and he's not wrong about a lot of this stuff. I'll admit, like, he was on Caleb. There's no doubt about it. But they should take that all into account. And hey, if it's BS, if Troy's wrong, then these guys know it. My guess is that they look at it and say, yeah, the guy's right. But they're defending themselves because this was on national TV.
I also think, and this is a part we should have brought up inside of this discussion yesterday, you have to understand that while the analysts will walk in with their own beliefs about the team, those beliefs are reinforced usually by the conversations that they have with the head coach and with the quarterback. And I bet if we strapped both of those dudes up to a lie detector, Troy Aikman didn't say anything that was different than what he learned from Ben Johnson.
I think that is true. I think that is true. And it's kind of understandable that Ben will then sort of play it both ways
he
and have his guys back.
Ben Johnson.
Yeah, he did. Runner's ball. Right. It was directly a quote from Ben. But, you know, here's the thing. Did Troy Aikman go into that game, you know, two nights ago thinking, boy, Jaden Daniels is pretty far ahead of Caleb and his team has played better and he also won Offensive Rookie of the Year. And Caleb, he's still a work in progress and learning. Yeah, probably, because that's the truth. Like, what the hell? What are we talking about here? And then as he calls the game.
I do think that gap is closer than everyone else.
I agree. And maybe Troy didn't represent that enough for people. But going in there with that is not going in with bias. That's going in with the truth.
Yeah, and I don't think so. And, like, look, we can assume that there's not a bias. And I don't think he has it, but you can't rule that out. I mean, there was a lot written about Caleb in the offseason in the ESPN book. The other article that the long form piece, I can't think of the writer's name right off the top of my head. So
is Seth Wickersham you're talking about?
Well, the Wickersham, and then who wrote the
Tyler Dunn piece.
Thank you. You never know like what is being talked about and if there are biases. I don't think there is, but I also don't think you could just completely rule that out in terms of, like, what he thinks this player is.
Yeah, it's just funny, though, because people are like, well, it's obviously the UCLA-USC rivalry. And I was like...
now, I hadn't even heard that one.
I was like, they both were Oklahoma quarterbacks.
I wonder if Ben was offended by Aikman saying, well, this is just kind of lucky, the DeAndre Swift touchdown. Because that's not necessarily fair. Like that was a good route, and DeAndre had to beat a one-on-one guy, and Caleb got him the ball early.
But what did Caleb say about that play?
That he screwed it up. That he screwed it up the play call.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he did. And I will say that other players have kind of played dumb on that. Like, there's, oh, I didn't know it was a screwed up play. Oh, okay, that's interesting.
That's funny.
Onward,
Groats.
Yes, onward. Speaking of history and things like that, once upon a time ago, guys.
And another Oklahoma quarterback.
Yes, once upon a time ago, in the year 2021, Saints quarterback, now Saints quarterback, Spencer Rattler, was a starter at Oklahoma until a certain Oklahoma-Texas game, in which... Spencer Rattler was benched for a guy by the name of Caleb Williams. Rattler
never got that job back.
Never got that job back, and because of it, he transferred to South Carolina. We know that Caleb ends up at USC. It makes you wonder what that relationship is like. Here's Caleb.
And have you kept up with him?
No, we don't. We haven't really spoke much. It's not. I mean, I don't really speak to Baker and all those other guys that much, anyways. I know. Spence was with me, so we don't really keep up that much, but excited for the matchup. I know he's excited, and we're gonna go out there and, you know, have a blast.
Do you think of yourself more as an Oklahoma guy or an SC guy?
I probably would say I think I claim USC, but when Oklahoma plays Texas, it's always horns down.
So it's funny because there was a video that the Bears put out.
Yeah, and you sent it in the group thread. It's good.
And it was like, you know, say something nice about your biggest rival. And Caleb, like, leaned in.
Oklahoma, Texas.
Yes. But then at the end, Rome got on him about Washington, USC. And he was like, he struck the Heisman pose. He's like, come on now. Like, we got a whole bunch of Heismans over at USC. So it's fun that he can kind of toggle between both. By the way, quiet as it's kept. Spencer Rattler's having a pretty good season for the Saints. He has completed almost 69% of his passes, 6 touchdowns, and only 1 interception for him so far.
91.9 rating.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Coming up in the next segment after you, we're going to hear from Spencer Rattler talking about Caleb Williams from today.
Oh, really?
I wonder if Spencer has matured because he was. What was the name? Was it quarterbacks? Was that the name of the? Of the reality show that he was on, where he just came off as an entitled bag. And I know that the years that he was at South Carolina, they really liked him, and he played great.
QB1,
thank you, Alex. But there's been a lot of feelings that Spencer Rattler got good early and has never been able to – his he hasn't been able to cash those checks that his mouth writes.
Yeah, and his mouth is writing lots of them.
A lot of them. But good for him. Like, the idea that that thing... Remember they drafted Tyler Shuck, the 26-year-old quarterback, and there's Spencer Rattler.
He's older. He's older than that, isn't he? Tyler Shuck.
I think he's drafted at 26.
Okay,
but
he's older than that now.
He's like friends with. He grew up with Brock Purdy, and so it's like, wait, what? Like Brock Purdy's on his second deal.
He is 26. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
All right, Mark. Long time Tyler Shuck guy.
Yeah, it's true. You are.
Gentlemen, are we good? We got time wise. Are we okay?
I know you guys are
talking up this next segment. Okay.
My bad.
All right.
You want to break and come back? What do you want to do there, Alex?
You guys can keep going.
Stay right here.
All right. Here we go. Ben Johnson, the head coach of the Chicago Bears, mentioned that the Washington game, in the post game, I believe it was, had the smallest menu offensively this year. I followed up with a question to Ben Johnson on that.
Is that what this team needs offensively for the short term, or was that just for that game?
No. I think each week's its own deal. I mean, we carried the same number of plays into the game that we normally do. It wasn't like the total volume was any less. It was just probably had a couple less runs than what we normally do. And the complexity of the runs were maybe a little bit more. So we had more shifts and motions last week than what we'd probably had the prior 4 weeks. And we felt like that was the best way to attack that defense.
You also had your 11 personnel was up last week. Does that fall into the category of just that week plan, or was that a result of kind of self-scouting over the bye?
That was the best way to attack that defense, we felt. And so it always starts with us and putting our guys in good situations. But once we feel good about our personnel, then that's when we'll look to see how we can attack that defense.
Great job by both of you, you and Adam Hogue, both like following up on that, because that's fascinating. So it's week-to-week choices. He kind of talked around the winnowing of the playbook, but he did say it. You know, they dressed it up a little bit more, but fewer run games. And then, yeah, it's good that they can go down to one tight end when they need to, if that's the best way to attack a defense.
The Bears are getting takeaways, Groats. What's that about?
Yeah, T.J. Edwards front and center today. I asked him if there's any science to forcing all these turnovers.
I don't know if there's much like science to it, but I do know that, I don't know, I think we're doing a good job of executing our jobs and taking advantage of the opportunities when they come. I think it is an emphasis every week. You know, we start every week of practice with some type of takeaway drill, which is common in the league, but I think it's somewhere we do it with such intent that it's a focus for sure. But I don't know. I think it's also one of those things to where they come in bunches that guys want to go out there and make those plays. Guys want to be the ones to get the takeaways. And, you know, you saw kind of even on the punch that Tez had when the ball came out, you know, there's guys fighting in the pile to get the ball. And you realize it's like three of our own teammates trying to rip the ball from each other. So, you know, we want to, you know, go make those big plays to change the game for sure.
Brisker makes that interception. Do you just know it's on? This guy's going to run his butt off.
Yeah, he might hit you. You don't even know. But trying to clear the path and let him go. Try and score for sure.
Man, I love that. Edwards and Edmonds in together. I think Edwards has been better overall.
I think Edmonds has been terrific so far this year.
I agree.
And I'm not really an Edmonds fan. I think that he has been outstanding.
I agree. But having Edwards back was really nice.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's a good
Hopefully
player.
Noah Sewell's okay. Noah Sewell, by the way, as we get to the Nuggets here, he's in concussion protocol. No injury report today, so we'll find out more about that.
Is DJ Moore back?
What I can tell you about DJ Moore, he is listed as a groin injury day to day. Told that he is back moving around in the building, as in here in Lake Forest at Hallis Hall after spending a precautionary night in the hospital. Not much more I can say or share right now.
Well, hold on, Hopefully Grody, because will, the groin area, there's a lot going on down there.
Yeah.
There's the upper part of the groin.
Yes.
Where it's sort of a muscle, and then there's other stuff that's within that section.
That's a lot more sensitive and can sometimes get twisted, and sometimes the untwisting of that, it can be very delicate, and one might need to go to a hospital if that is the case.
Any thoughts?
Well, you guys are just speculating now. I don't know anything that you guys are talking. No, we'll find out more.
Okay.
Hopefully tomorrow. But But I feel like he's going to be okay.
Okay. Well, it does remind me when Carlos Marmol one time years ago said he did a nice job, but it sounded different.
He did a nut shot.
He did a nut shot. You remember that?
Yep.
Marmol said that.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that. I don't know.
I know you don't, bro. It's definitely speculation, but
you've done a nut shot.
I think it's pretty well informed speculation that a guy doesn't stay behind in a hospital for just a groin injury. It feels like you might have to
get a nut shot.
Yeah.
You might have to take care of some things. And I hope the DJ's okay.
Yeah, and you know what? I look, DJ, as you guys have known since he's been here, very open and honest. So hopefully we get a little dialogue from DJ Moore tomorrow.
I don't know if you're going to hear him talk about anything right now.
Well, here's the thing that happened, Mark.
I would say
everyone should look up. Well, maybe you don't say that word. I think that everyone should look up the word torsion. That will help them.
So unfortunate.
Help them understand what's happening probably with DJ Moore.
How about this? I did, because you know, some even on Raheemy Harrison Grody, one of the questions on our Five On It segment was, could Jake Moody possibly be Wally Pipping Cairo Santos? And so I asked the head coach today, Ben Johnson, once Cairo Santos is healthy, he returns as your kicker, correct? And Ben Johnson looked at me and without flinching said, yes. So no funny stuff. That said, I have no idea if Cairo Santos' quad injury is going to allow him to kick this Sunday at New Orleans, but Cairo Santos is the Bears kicker.
All right, Groats, we appreciate you.
Later, guys.
And as a texter says, yar. You're correct, texter. You are correct.
He did a nice job.
Let's hear from Spencer Rattler, his side of the story on his relationship with Caleb, which is pretty much non-existent. Next, here on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Offense on the field with the backup quarterback, Caleb Williams. Williams has plenty of time, steps up, launches downfield for Mims. Diving catch! No signal. Touchdown! Are you kidding me? What a play! Marvin Mims heading to touchdown all season.
I tell you what, Kirk, there's something about Caleb Williams. I mean, yes, you can say his receivers have made spectacular plays, but there's something about his ability to create
moxie. Belief, moxie, players want to play for him. Hit Spencer Rattler now.
Back in at a two-point conversion.
In the game.
It's got to be difficult if you're someone like Spencer Rattler, who was, man, it's so funny because at the time that he was coming out of high school, I was doing the national show with Michael Kim, and I remember talking about the recruitment of Spencer Rattler coming out of high school and how people were like, this guy is special. He's a teeny tiny guy, by the way. And then seeing him at Oklahoma, and you go, oh, he's got some stuff, but it never really materialized. The thing that I think is amazing about the convergence of those two guys and then Caleb's story is that he was ready.
That Caleb was ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That you think that you're ready, I just need an opportunity. How many people will sit there and go, I just need an opportunity, and then the opportunity presents itself, and maybe you weren't quite as ready as you thought. Caleb was bleeping ready for that opportunity. And he pretty much never looked back from that moment. And now, you know, he's the Bears quarterback.
It's pretty amazing. By the way, don't tell Spencer Rattler that it didn't materialize. He was challenged a little bit on the Rich Eisen show in the offseason, and he said that we were coming off a Big 12 championship on a 16-game winning streak. We were rolling. I think we led the conference in touchdowns, completion percentage, and yeah, whatever happened, happened. So Spencer still feels a certain way about his success at Oklahoma.
I would feel a certain way, too, where you think that you're doing everything that you can.
Yeah.
And then there just happens to be a better version that is available to the coach.
You know who was a walk-on quarterback at the time, or I guess just a year later?
He
was
Cade Horton.
Cade Horton was a walk-on quarterback at Oklahoma. Did not interact, though, with Caleb because he got hurt playing baseball before he would have ended up in that quarterback room.
I always think if you have the choice, baseball's the choice.
Oh, I think the guaranteed money. And
now,
the,
in some of the cases, in another Oklahoma quarterback, Kyler Murray has made all the monies.
Sure.
He's had to get hit for it.
How about basketball? Charlie Ward? You could go down that road, too.
I'm just saying that if you've got the choice between not getting hit and getting hit, and the money is guaranteed in those other two sports that we talked about.
Yeah.
You got to really work for it in the NFL.
This is true. So Spencer Rattler, we mentioned it earlier, and our sound guy, Chris Tannehill.
Nope.
No?
No, this is all Alex today.
Really?
Alex just grabbing the brass ring here.
Wow, that's big.
Kind of like Caleb Williams.
Yeah, like the opportunity presented itself. And Alex stepped in. And if anybody didn't hear, Alex is going to get victory chicken next time when the Bears win.
You're way taller than Spencer Rattler, though, Tanny. Way taller.
But I'm no saint, believe me.
I think you're
going to be saint it. I think the Pope is going to make you a saint.
Saint Tanny. Didn't he just sign with
Saint Christopher of Harwood Heights?
Saint Christopher of Harwood Heights. He's the patron saint of Italian trolling. Beef, of trolling.
A texter said that Hawk Harrelson is just living in the Vatican.
He's just there like, wake up! Good morning, Pope! Stretch!
I would kind of love it if the Pope just like, is Hawk up? And then he just walks over and just points at Hawk, and Hawk does every catch right. Yeah. Like, it's the Hawk alarm clock, but it's actually Hawk Harrelson in the Vatican.
Textures in that segment, by the way, we're hoping that the White Sox would send Tony, because he's got his hands in everything anyway. Is that...
He could use some Jesus.
Is that what he said? Anyway, here's Spencer Rattler talking about this matchup with Caleb Williams this week.
Spencer, obviously, if you're going up against Bears, Caleb's going to be on the other side. What did you take from that moment a couple years ago when they put Caleb in the game and your pass kind of diverged from there? Like, was that ultimately part of what got you here to this point?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, I think it is what it is. We all have our own paths, and we got to do our best with our own path. So it is what it is. The past is the past. We're focused on the present and the future. But, I would say, yeah, that definitely led me to South Carolina.
It
was a blessing in disguise, that I got to play with the Gamecocks and develop there and, get ready to go to the league after that.
What did you kind of learn about yourself and your knowledge?
I mean, just how to deal with adversity. I think, it's not the first time a quarterback has had to go through that, so I'm not the only one. But, adversity. It's the quarterback position. It's what comes with the job, and you've got to deal with it and move on to the next.
Do you have like a friendship relationship with Caleb, or is just kind of curious?
Cordial, I'll say what's up to him at the game, but I got respect for him. Good player.
There you go.
I'm glad that he worked himself into the answer, and it's okay for it to be the answer of, yeah, you know what? Yeah, that led me to South Carolina, and he balled at South Carolina. I think he was underdrafted. That's just my opinion. But he balled at South Carolina, and now he's got an opportunity that's in front of him. Now, it was weird circumstances. Carr ends up getting hurt, and then I think I'm going to retire. And now it's like, what are the Saints going to do? So here's Rattler with a chance, and so far he's played all right. It's okay for it to be your villain arc, fam. Mm. Let it be your villain arc.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know about
your hero arc.
Comfort level.
I know we're riding high off of a Monday night's victory, but I've got a Bears intrusive thought. The Spencer Rattler revenge game. Is that a thing I should be worried about?
Yeah, it is.
Like digging down deep and finding a thing.
Yes, because he's been good. He has been mostly good.
Been fine.
I have a nephew who's a hardcore Saints fan who has believed in Spencer and wanted him to be the thing, and now this year he's watching it. And he also believes that their coach actually knows what he's doing, certainly on an offensive level.
And Alvin Kamara is still there.
For now.
So that's a thing.
Trade deadline's coming.
Chris Olave is still there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a thing. So it's something to keep in mind.
We'll turn the page tomorrow.
Oh, and Taysom Hill is still there, too. Yeah. If you were like, hey, what about that? They still Swiss Army knife it up with him.
Oh, textures are picturing Hawk at the Vatican. You got to be bleeping me. And, well, I just saw him. After he sees the Pope. Well, I just saw him.
I got to go check him.
I'll put this on the record now. Not worried about the Spencer Rattler revenge game. I think Dennis Allen's going to have a little something for him.
Oh, a little something.
Well, that's right, because it's a Dennis Allen revenge game, too.
Dennis Allen revenge game trumps the Spencer Rattler revenge game.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
But I think he's more of a backup than he is a franchise quarterback.
I think that you're right. I think that he is that, but good for him. There have been a lot of guys who that would have ended them. Like, it would have been like, I'm going to go to a 1AA school, and maybe I put up really gaudy stats at the FCS school. He's like, no, I'm going to go play. And good for him that he's turned it into an NFL career. And now he's got his chance. Let's see what he does with it. Let's talk with Big Ant Heron next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on.
Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
We eat the pig and then together we burn. Burn!
What you talking about, Satan?
We are going to hook you up right now with a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler, the You're My Best Friend Tour, October 20th at the United Center. Be caller 6 at 312-540-0670. You're going to have a great time. Congratulations to whoever picks that up. Anthony Heron is going to be hosting. What are you on until 9 tonight, sir?
9 p.m. sharp. I'll be there.
And what's happening, man? And big and how's life, neighbor. Man? How's life?
What's up, man? Life is beautiful. Life is grand. Life is great. You know how these vibes work when the Bears start winning some games. We don't get to experience that often, but it's nice. It's a good thing to behold when the city's in a great mood while Chicago sports is on the uptick, which rarely it happens, but I'd say, you know, for the moment, we got a couple of weeks here where it feels like we're on the uptick.
All right, so I don't want to steal the thunder of what you're going to be doing on the show, but I am curious on how you would grade the progression of Caleb Williams over the last couple of weeks.
I think it's been a steady incline, and I heard you guys reference earlier just the idea that it can be difficult to kind of look at these things in a vacuum. It's one thing I try to remind folks of all the time, where as difficult a position as quarterback is, the most difficult position in sports, it's also one of the most dependent positions in sports as well. And so as we've gone from one first-round pick to the next first-round pick to the next and just trying to figure out whether or not that quarterback is improving, whether or not there's actual development taking place, but just watching all the losing that's been associated with it.
Yes.
It has been difficult for people to grasp whether or not the job is actually getting done with developing a QB. And so now we're at least in this brief stretch of getting to observe Caleb through the lens of being, for this brief stretch, a winning quarterback. Now winning record 3-2. Bears are ascending after an embarrassing second game of the season. And so it's fun to be able to have that conversation. And as amazing as our Chicago media is and all the beat writers out there, the questions have a different tinge to them. So much between the preseason and those first two games of the year was, how does Caleb get better? What's Caleb doing wrong? Completely different tone now. It's about, what did Caleb do great? What's so excellent about him late in the game? The questions are just different. The performance is also improved, but when the team wins, there's just a different, lighter tone to the entire conversation around the quarterback.
Yeah, and you could speak to this, and I'm sure you will during the course of the night. Like, for the coach, as he dissects the play of the quarterback and they work on it, they got to stay level. It's nice to have a good vibe after a win, but he even talked about it after the win. The game's all over the place. The win-loss is going to be all over the place this year. You're teaching and you're learning. You got to stay level as you do that.
And that's what I'm going to address it during the show a bit tonight. The Troy Aikman conversation, having a little bit of extra life, that should end today for the Bears. Not because Troy Aikman is a Hall of Famer, but because they do need to make sure they're just getting about the business of talking about the New Orleans Saints.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a fun and intriguing discussion to have because of how people perceive the tone of Troy Aikman's commentary about Caleb and the Bears. And, you know, you guys know I call a bunch of football games. It can be a rough thing, and folks think you hate this team and you hate that team. And, you know, if there's reactions that are kind of evenly split from both fan bases, and you tend to think you kind of, you know, got the call right, essentially. But for the Bears, you know, I think Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, they'll be served well to just, you know, all right, stop asking questions about Troy, start answering questions about the Saints, and kind of get this thing moving.
That's right. Start asking some questions about Kevin Kugler, because that's what you got to worry about this week. Your
that's
guy,
right.
Cougs.
He's going to be in town.
Yeah, that's right. He'll be calling the game for us. We're going to talk with Cougs later on this week. What do you have He's coming awesome. Up on the show tonight?
Oh, man, we got a fun one. I'm just a few minutes away from my guy, Bruce Levine, joining me to talk about the Cubs. Going to run back some of the Jed Hoyer sound from what we heard from him, kind of recapping the baseball season. Our friend Caitlin Sharkey will be in with me in hour number two, just talking about all things Chicago sports, but especially what she's been hearing at Hallis Hall since the Bears have returned with another victory. And also later on in the show, Bobby Hebert covers the Saints,
yeah!
Great Saints quarterback, and he's there in New Orleans. He'll be there covering the game between the Saints and the Bears. He just watched Spencer Rattler come up with his first dub. So we got a lot that we'll get into throughout the show tonight.
That is awesome. Bobby Hebert. Like,
you got to do it.
You got to do it. And one of the Billy Joes always used to be down there.
Hobert.
I don't forget which one of the Billy Joes.
All of those guys are down there. Big Ant, have a great show tonight, man.
Appreciate you, fellas.
Live and local with Big Ant Heron coming up until 9 o'clock. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying, thanks for the love and support you show the show every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor, although we're not going to be able to get Charles Tillman to come back on the show. If you missed it, go back and listen to it. It's fantastic. Have a wonderful night. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 here on The Score.
Touche, brother. All right, I'm out. I will say no less.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.